solutions for problems and excuses that interfere with regular exercise. Three of the most common problems or excuses many people start exercise programs, but they often encounter a problem, or find an excuse to stop exercising. They may provide many reasons for giving up their exercise sessions. Typical reasons are I do not have the time, it is painful, and I do not like exercise. In the following paragraphs, I am going to discuss these problems and related solutions. How to conquer the problem of time. I do not have time to exercise. One of the most common reasons for not exercising is lack of time. The solution to this problem includes all of the following. When traveling, try walking, jogging, or fast bicycling, instead of using automobiles, buses, or trains. If the distance you are traveling is too great, you can use conventional transportation for part of the trip, and use your own power to complete your journey. For some people, walking or jogging home from work is a good way to get exercise. You can do various types of aerobic exercise while watching television. This can involve jogging in place, exercising on a stationary bicycle, and/or various types of aerobic dance movements. Stretching exercises can be done whenever you have a spare moment. It is possible to do some stretching exercises while you are talking on the phone, watching television, or while you are at work. Resistance exercises can be done while you are watching television, such as with dumbbells, and/or any mechanical spring device made for the purpose of resistance exercise. This can even be done while sitting on a couch or recliner. You can do isometric exercises almost anywhere, whenever you have a spare moment. It is even possible to do some quick isometrics while working, even if you are employed with a desk job. This will involve brief exercises lasting 10 to 15 seconds. Examples are pushing your hands together with maximum force, pulling one hand with the other, or contracting your leg or arm muscles without any movement. Improve your time management skills and your daily schedule, so you will have more time to exercise. Another solution to the problem of time is to study some material on time management techniques. Keep in mind that the goal is to save 30 minutes or more each day for exercise. If you examine your daily schedule and evaluate the way you actually spend your time, it will probably be easy to save more time than you actually need for your exercise program. Sometimes tasks are unnecessary, or they can be assigned to other individuals. Try to figure out ways of completing tasks quicker. One of the easiest ways to save a considerable amount of time is to reduce traveling. It is common for people to spend from 1 to 3 hours a day traveling. This time can be reduced by avoiding unnecessary appointments and substituting telephone conversations for face-to-face meetings. Whenever possible, arrange to have people visit you for appointments, instead of you traveling to visit them. Shopping trips can also consume a lot of time, including traveling, and the reduction of the number of trips you make can save you much time. Buying in large quantities, and/or shopping through the internet can save much time. You can also save time by avoiding health clubs and gyms. If time is a problem for you, you should probably avoid health clubs and gyms. Keep in mind that any small advantages provided by the machines in the health clubs are negated by the expenditure of time. Usually, when people go to a health club, it usually requires at least 1 hour traveling round trip, and another hour dressing for the occasion. When you get to the health club, it might require another 30 minutes to 1 hour waiting for machines, and deciding which machines you want to use. You might also spend 30 minutes or longer talking to friends and acquaintances at the health club. Sometimes people invest anywhere from 2 to 5 hours to get 30 minutes of exercise at a health club or gym. This is why some people have little or no time to exercise. If you do not have extra time available, avoid health clubs and any other type of fussing, and just start exercising every time you have a spare moment. The above does not imply that gyms in health clubs are undesirable. If you have extra time, and perhaps a little extra money, health clubs are great. The better facilities have exercise trainers and formal classes that can assist you in developing a good exercise program. Many of these facilities also provide a friendly atmosphere where people can socialize and make new friends and acquaintances. All of this can make your exercise program more enjoyable, but all of this requires much time. However, you should keep in mind that you can develop a good exercise program and a healthy and strong body with a much lower investment in time, without gyms or health clubs. A good alternative to health clubs and gyms is to purchase some of your own equipment. This can be very simple and inexpensive equipment, such as a set of dumbbells and barbells. Many simple exercise devices are based on springs or elastic bands. These devices are usually inexpensive and lightweight. They can be stored in a drawer or carried to work. A stationary exercise bike or similar device might also be a good investment for you. However, you do not really need any equipment. Certain types of equipment are necessary for competitive athletes, but equipment is not necessary if your goal is to improve your strength, endurance, and health. The weight of your body is more than adequate for most resistance exercises, and cardiovascular exercise can be done with jogging, aerobic dancing, and many other rapid body movements. However, some people do better with the basic equipment mentioned above. The problem of pain from exercise and the solutions. There are a number of ways of eliminating pain from exercise. These techniques are easy to carry out, and I discuss them in the following paragraphs. To avoid pain, start your exercise program at a level that is significantly below your ability, and gradually work up to higher levels over a period of days, weeks, or months. For example, if you can walk 10 blocks in 30 minutes, start your exercise program by walking 6 blocks in 30 minutes, and gradually increase the distance that you can traverse in 30 minutes. This routine can eventually result in the ability to jog 3 miles in 30 minutes or less, for some people. The above concept applies to resistance exercises also. For example, if you can exercise with 10-pound dumbbells, start with 5-pound dumbbells, and gradually work your way up to heavier weights, over a period of days, weeks, and months. Stretching exercises can also be carried out in a way that is similar to the above. This involves stretching less than you can, and gradually increasing the range of a stretch over a period of days, weeks, or months. This is advisable if you severely lack flexibility or have problems with your joints. If you are reasonably flexible and you can sit on the floor and easily get up, you may not have to be as cautious as suggested above. Stretching exercises can prevent injury and pain when doing cardiovascular and resistance exercises. Pain can also be reduced or prevented by protecting your feet and leg joints with proper cushioning. For walking, jogging, and similar exercises, proper cushioning is obtained with shoes that have good cushioning. This usually involves shoes that are made for the activity that you are doing, such as running shoes for jogging and walking shoes for walking long distances. When you are exercising at home or in a gym, a rug or mat might provide protection for your entire body. For example, jogging in place on a soft rug will absorb shock. For exercises that are carried out while sitting or lying on the floor, rugs and mats can provide some protection for the entire body. Pains and muscle and ligament injuries are less likely to occur when exercises are carried out when you are slightly warm. When muscles, ligament, and joints are warm, they are more flexible and less prone to injury. Keeping your legs covered and warm when you are exercising outdoors can prevent pains in your legs. This is especially important for jogging outdoors, which is usually done in shorts. This might be a major contributor to muscle pain when the temperature is below 70°F. You should avoid exercising when you are sleepy or not fully alert, because this can result in muscle pains or serious injuries. When you start an exercise session, you can reduce the chances of muscle pain by exercising slowly at first, and as your muscles and body get warmer, you can increase the pace. This is called warming up. Many sources also recommend that you gradually reduce your pace toward the end of the exercise program. This is sometimes called the cool down. A solution to the problem: I do not like to exercise. If you do not like to exercise, your goal should be to figure out a way of making your exercise sessions pleasant and enjoyable. This can be done many ways, depending on your circumstances and likes and dislikes. The following are some of the ways that you can make your exercise program more enjoyable. try doing your exercise with music that you enjoy. Ideally, this should be music with a relatively fast beat. You can listen to music anywhere you are exercising, with a portable player, such as an MP3, and a pair of headphones. Exercising while watching television or a video can make exercise more pleasant for some people. Try doing exercise with other people. It is common for people to walk, race walk, and jog with friends. Another alternative is to take aerobic classes, which will also provide the opportunity to make new friends and acquaintances. Experiment with different types of exercise, with the goal of finding out which ones you like the most, and which ones you like the least. Once this is achieved, you can develop an exercise program that involves the exercises you like most. Summing up, designing an optimal exercise program. To obtain an optimum exercise program, it should ideally be designed for the abilities, interests, schedule, the work and home environment, and the lifestyle of the individual. Exercise trainers and physical therapists design programs that are appropriate for the individual's abilities, but they might not adequately consider all of the factors mentioned above. When individuals design their own exercise program, they usually are not aware of the many ways that a healthy exercise program can be created. They try to adhere to an exercise regimen that conflicts with their preferences and schedule, with willpower. This usually results in failure, and this is probably why many people give up their exercise program. To design a good exercise program, all of the following must be considered: your physical abilities, limitations, and medical conditions, your schedule, your preferences, your overall life circumstances, and any other factor that might be relevant to carrying out a healthy exercise program that will increase the quality of your life. Miscellaneous websites on exercise and related concepts. There are website links on this page that will not be verbalized.